Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. It is the 24th of April. Hard to believe this month is just flying by, isn't it? Going to be a beautiful day today. And fog's all gone, so hopefully your drive in has been a smooth one. Keeping an eye on a few things here for you this morning, including that shooting that happened downtown. We're still waiting for more details on that. Happened over on Washington Avenue. Last night, they found the victim in East St. Louis a little later. But we still don't know what the details were of the shooting. But if it's on Washington Avenue, there are a lot of people on Washington Avenue for concerts and, you know, games and sporting events and theater. You just never know what's going on over there. So
there's been a lot of crime over there.
I know.
Relatively speaking.
Exactly.
I should say.
Oh, crime is down, according to the mayor last night. She was meeting someone.
But foot traffic is up, according to a new study.
Just so you know, we're just trying to keep our brains wrapped around all of it. Coming up, we're going to talk to reporter C.B. Cotton, who has been up at Columbia University this morning, where apparently there's still dozens of tents of these pro-Palestinian protesters who are hanging out there, and some of them have been arrested, but apparently not jailed. And we're going to get some more details on exactly what the university is doing about that. I don't know if they're still trying to determine if they've violated any policy there on the campus. But we'll get an update on that for you. Chanel Rione at the bottom of the hour. But right now, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Getting ready to apparently send another $61 billion to a country that's already received more than $113 billion from us. That's not cool.
Nope. Senator Mike Lee and I are 100% in agreement on that one. The Senate last night passing that foreign aid bill, and it's not just Senate members who are mad.
I'm not going to fund both sides of a war. I'm not going to spend $100 billion we don't have unpaid for to then walk away from securing the border of the United States.
Chip Roy there, House member, talking about all the money we've sent to secure borders in other countries, but not our own.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Do you think that's what he really meant? How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? I think he's proven that over and over again, and you do as well every single day, Mr. Biden.
The AP, which sets the standards for newsrooms across the country, they're urging Americans to use the term climate crisis to address the current situation.
Yeah. The White House is considering, according to one report, declaring a national climate emergency, which, like a health emergency, would give extraordinary powers to the executive branch.
You think there's a vaccine they've developed to prevent us from being affected from this climate crisis?
Yeah, it's called electricity, right? from the sky and the sun and the wind. That's what they're going to inject into your veins. No. So apparently Sean Duffy is the one that revealed this and said that they believe Biden is considering defying the Constitution and declaring a climate emergency, which would give him COVID-like emergency powers, including the ability to implement portions of the Green New Deal, along with up to 130 other measures without the approval of Congress.
Fantastic.
Isn't that great?
What standards have to be met in order for it to be considered a national climate emergency? That's what I would like
just
to know.
Just Joe deciding that.
Oh, okay. That sounds about right.
Most of it is made up anyway. It's not science. According to Bloomberg, the unchecked powers could be used to curtail crude exports, suspend offshore drilling, and curb greenhouse gas emissions. So don't think it's coinkydink that the Post-Dispatch reported on Earth Day on Monday that the coal-burning power plant here along the river in St. Louis is the worst polluter of all coal plants in the entire United States. That's the kind of crap that he could use his powers to crack down on. And if they shut that plant down, expect rolling blackouts in the greater St. Louis area.
I'm just so glad that he's using his executive power to do that than to fix the border that we all know he has the power to do, despite him claiming he doesn't. And although now I feel like I've heard him say, you know, well, we're looking into what kind of power I would have.
It's kind of frightening. We talked earlier about them changing just by administrative rule laws that Congress has passed, but they change the meaning of those laws. Whether it's the rule on at the ATF, I mean, we talked about this earlier, that the president, that they used their administrative fiat to do end runs around things like the Second Amendment. I don't know if that'll happen. Here's the report, though, by the way, that aired the other day on Fox. Go to cut 9, Carl, please.
The White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. But that's a climate crisis to you, Mark. The AP, which sets the standards for newsrooms across the country, they're urging Americans to use the term climate crisis to address the current situation. This is all troubling, but if the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have?
Well, I mean, this is the serious story of the today. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this should be a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day.
That should scare everyone, giving Joe Biden the powers that his administration had during the COVID times.
Well, you know, I don't know who he's trying to appease. Is it, I mean, giving away money, erasing college debt, implementing the Green New. I mean, it's got to be some younger crowd he's trying to appease, but I'm not sure this is climate change is traditionally not in the top 15 or 20 concerns in most of these national polls that are taken. How can his constituency for that be that large?
No, it's the economy, the border.
Yeah, I think
it's a lot bigger issues.
It certainly seems like it, for sure. Hey, we're going to check in here with C.B. Cotton, who's been live on the campus up at the university there in Columbia for you, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, that's part of the protests that went on yesterday up at Columbia University. If you don't speak the language, they were saying there is no God but Allah, and a martyr is beloved of Allah. So that was part of what's going on there. In support of the Palestinian people, Columbia has got their hands full right now. They've still got tents up all over the place. And CB Cotton is a reporter for Fox News, and it's been up there covering that. CB, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Thanks for having me. This has been, it's been a week of back and forth with these pro-Palestinian student demonstrators who have a lengthy list of demands for the university. Whether they'll get them, I think, still has yet to be seen, but they're pledging to stay out on this lawn for the time being.
What's going on with the president up there? I know there have been calls maybe for her to step down.
Yeah, absolutely. New York House Republicans sent a letter calling for her resignation. Essentially, they said she has not done enough to protect Jewish students on campus. The House Republicans say there's been rampant anti-Semitism and Jewish students feel harassed and don't feel safe. They say that, so there's been sort of, this story continues to ebb and flow and change, right? But last week there was an initial encampment set up that was later dismembered, and then it reemerged within a matter of just a few days. And that's the latest encampment that is still on campus right now. But House Republicans say the first encampment, they say that it took too long for the president to call in the NYPD to help remove those student protesters. And they say, right now, they accuse President Munish Shafiq of essentially abdicating her responsibility to protect Columbia University's Jewish students.
It sounds like some of these protesters have made some concessions. What were some of those concessions?
They have. And so last night there was a midnight deadline set by the president for some sort of agreement to come to fruition for these tents to get removed. That deadline came and went, and everybody was sort of wondering what was going to happen. Then we heard from the university at about 4:30 a.m. early this morning that they had made progress with student negotiators, and that the students had agreed to a series of concessions to include removing a significant number of tents and removing people from the encampment who are not affiliated with Columbia University. The university also says students agreed to prohibit discriminatory or harassing language on the lawn where this encampment is currently placed. Now, whether Jewish students will believe that these things will come to fruition has yet to be seen, because I do feel like many Jewish students here at Columbia University are very disillusioned, and they're telling us this. They're telling us they feel like the university has not done enough to protect them.
Yeah, I heard one of the professors on campus who happened to be Jewish on Fox yesterday. I forget which show it was, but she said she felt unsafe. And I mean, at some point, if it was any other situation, it seems like the administration might be reacting a little more quickly than what we're seeing here.
That's what several Jewish students have told me. I interviewed one last week when this all started to unfold, and she, she recalled upon four. She recalled upon the summer of 2020, and she said, if during that time, if students were saying some of the phrases that they're saying now, but about any other demographic, students would be immediately expelled and taken off of campus. And she was questioning, why is that not the same standard set when we hear anti-Semitic phrases or messaging circulating? So then that's a big question from not just Jewish students, but also, as you said, Jewish faculty members mm-hmm. who feel very disheartened and hurt by this situation.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out over even the next 48 hours. Hey, CB, I have to say, I worked at WSMV in Nashville when you were at WKRN, so I was excited to see your name now seeing that you're at Fox. Congratulations, because we worked in Nashville at the same time.
Oh, Kim, it's so great to... Yes, yes, what a wonderful coincidence. So great to be with you this morning. Yeah, I mean, I think you'll kind of... Me, like you, maybe both of us are sitting here wondering, like, how we got here to this moment, right, in society where we see things like this unfolding and wondering why more people are not speaking up against it.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of what's happening right now is that people are trying to, especially people are critiquing the university leadership to say it feels like they're trying to toe two sides,
yeah.
Yes.
Two sidesism here. And I mean, I can tell you covering these protests for the past week or so, one of the most disheartening things I saw, you guys, is when I saw a Jewish student walking past a protest with a yarmulke on, and he was with his sister, I believe. And he looked across the street and heard the protesters chanting, mobilize the Intifada. That was the exact chant that I heard in that moment. And he looked across the street, heard that, and he just hung his head low, and
wow.
He kept walking. Like, he looked so sad. Well, and I want to say he also looked possibly embarrassed of his faith. And why have we gotten to that point where people are embarrassed of who they are?
Yeah,
it's true. CB Cotton, listen, we appreciate you reporting up there and giving us a few minutes this morning. Thank you.
Thank you both. I appreciate it. Kim, great to reconnect with you.
You too.
All right. Take care. Yeah. What a world we live in today, huh? She's right.
Yeah.
Any other demographic, they would have stopped this
right
a long
away.
Time ago.
Yes.
But that's not happening right now, for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to Chanel Rione, Chief White House Correspondent for One America News, get her thoughts on President Trump's trial up in New York. We'll be right back.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back mm-hmm. to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But on top of that, you've got these tough factual issues that were laid out well by the Trump team, saying someone else designated this as a legal expense. And he was actually paid far in excess of this mm-hmm. because of this was a legal account.
Yeah, Jonathan Turley, the attorney there, taking a look, the law professor, at just all the things that are wrong with this case up in New York against Donald Trump. We're lucky to have Chanel Rione with us right now, Chief White House Correspondent for One America News. Chanel, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
It's great to have you back. You know, the thing that strikes me about this case up in New York is the testimony yesterday that somehow the media, in this case, David Pecker guy, says that he helped tamp down negative stories about Donald Trump because he liked Trump and he didn't want these stories, some negative stories, to get out there, people trying to damage him. And I'm thinking to myself, the mainstream media in America carries that water for the Democrats all the time. You've reported on it, how they did it they covered up the Ukraine crisis with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all that for years. They did it with the Hunter Biden laptop. There were stories they would not report on because they didn't want it to damage their political candidate. There's no there in this case.
It is it's a sham case, obviously, and everyone has said that time and again. But any attorney worth their salt cannot weigh in on this issue and seriously give legal analysis saying that this is a serious case. It's not. It's a political game. It's a circus. But what's interesting is the fact that you have the Democrats now presenting the Sun as if it's some kind of authority on news now. And the problem with that hypocrisy is that I don't know if any of this will actually come to light, but back in the day, just a few years ago, OAN was one of the few outlets, along with the Washington Free Beacon and the Real Clear Politics, reporting on Eric Sciarmella. This was the CIA asset, essentially, who was deeply involved in all the Ukraine deals and deeply involved in Vice President Biden's work in Ukraine.
Right.
And we were reporting on Eric Sciarmella pretty consistently and accurately. We get a phone call from a big tech company. I won't name who it is, but it's a very, 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 very big tech company. And they call us to say, like, hey, you're reporting on this person. Do not mention this man's name.
Wow.
Or else we will start taking your content down. And OAN, and again, this is testament to OAN's integrity, the leadership at OAN, the Herrings, they sat in on that conference call, could not believe what they were hearing. They could not believe that a big tech company was calling us, a news organization, and telling us who we could not or could mention in our news reports. And the question then became, wow, if this company is really trying to censor this man's name, who else are they censoring? And what are other kinds of control do they have on other media outlets? OAN took a stand, continued to report on this man, and we took the hit. We said, you know what? It's fine. If you want to take our content down, you can. If you want to demonetize us, you can. But we're not going to let you control us that way.
Did they actually take your content down?
We just didn't post on that platform.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And that was how we got around it. But I lay that story out as an illustration of that's how nefarious this is behind the scenes when it comes to media. The media is a complete farce. And if you're talking about any kind of credibility in establishment media, there may be appearances of it in some of the bigger corporations. But at the end of the day, they are controlled by these people who call them on a conference line and say, hey, you can or cannot talk about this.
Wow. Wow. It's just pretty stunning. Well, I mean, you've been ahead of the curve on a lot of this stuff for a long time, Chanel. I saw the video you posted earlier, the president leaving for a trip to Florida. You also draw attention to, because there's no way to get around Joe Biden's policy in the Middle East that's led us to where we are today with these protests here, his lack of support for Israel. Who's making these really bad decisions? You named the name of who's really running foreign policy in the Biden White House.
Jake Sullivan.
Yep.
Jake Sullivan is the so-called wunderkind. He's a 40-some-year-old kid, guy, who rose through the ranks very quickly at the side of Hillary Clinton. And from there, he became a very close associate within the Obama circles. If you really want to trace where the problems in the Middle East are arising right now, it's squarely on Jake Sullivan's shoulders. He's the national security advisor for Joe Biden at this moment. But as we all know, Joe Biden is not making any real decisions. He's barely making any decisions over his own body. Like, there's just not a lot going on Joe Biden's front. So Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, he was there from the beginning implementing Obama's policies. Remember, Jake Sullivan is the architect, one of the main architects of the Iran deal, where millions of dollars were piled into an airplane and shipped over to Iran to help in their nuclear program in response to Iran being belligerent. Who does that? Not someone who's on America's side. Jake Sullivan has been on Iran's side from the beginning. He has hired pro-Iranian individuals to run top-level offices in our State Department and our Pentagon. And those people have been making decisions, and it leads to the disaster we are facing right now in the Middle East, where Iran has the cojones to now attack Israel.
Wow. Well, keep up the good reporting, because the mainstream media is not reminding people of who's leading us down this dangerous path, for sure. Chanel, always great having you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Chanel Rione there, Chief White House Correspondent for One America News, out there trying to get the truth out on a regular basis.
That's wild that they were saying we're going to take your content down. And we know that happens far more than we would like to think.
And now we know why, in part because of the lawsuit brought by the state of Missouri. It's the administration reaching out to these big tech companies, yep, saying we don't like what they're reporting. And then they go and threaten to take it down.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Our conspiracy theories from how long ago are now truth, as it usually is, right? It's just 6 months, they say, or 6 weeks between the conspiracy theory and the truth.
So, hey, by the way, there's a travel warning out for a popular tourist destination for a lot of U.S. travelers. We're going to talk about that and why you need to be particularly concerned if you are a supporter of the Second Amendment. We're going to be back in just a minute.
We were trying to pack board shorts and flip-flops, you know, packing ammunition was not at all our intent. This went from what was supposed to be a dream vacation to a nightmare. I can't even begin to think that this very innocent, regrettable mistake would prevent me from being able to, you know, watch my son graduate or teach him to shave or take my daughter to, dances.
So that is Ryan Watson. He is an American citizen who went for a vacation to a resort in Turks and Caicos. I've been there on a cruise ship one time. I think maybe my daughter and son-in-law went there on vacation one time. But here's what you need to know. Those people were flying back out of Turks and Caicos, and in the carry-on bag that he had apparently taken hunting with him one time, there were four loose rounds of ammo in the bottom of that bag. And as they were coming back through security at Turks and Caicos, they found them. And back in January, February of this year, a court in Turks and Caicos ruled that anybody caught with ammunition faced a minimum 12-year prison sentence in Turks and Caicos. So this guy's now in jail on that island facing a possible mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years behind bars in Turks and Caicos. So they're warning people now, the State Department is, be really sure you check your bag if you get caught doing that. They found other people down there, same thing. This is one guy that spent 70 days in jail so far, and a lot of money legally trying to get out of Turks and Caicos.
Hearing
they used to just be able to pay a fine.
Hearing his soundbite talking about his kids, and you can hear he's choking up. I can't even imagine over something as simple as a few bullets fell out.
Here's the thing. The U.S. should issue a travel ban on the Turks and Caicos till this gets fixed, and it'll get fixed tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because so much of their, of course, the Biden administration doesn't care because it deals with firearms. But they could fix that situation tomorrow.
You know Trump would do something like that.
Oh, absolutely. He'd say, listen, we'll just shut you down. We'll shut down your tourism industry till you fix this, because this is stupid. So earlier today we were talking about TSA PreCheck, Carl, right? There may be people listening.
So worth it.
There may be people listening here that don't know my story, but I'm currently in the middle of a ban from TSA PreCheck.
Why, Mark Cox?
Well, let's see, Carl Middleman, because sort of like Ryan there, on a trip to Washington, D.C. a few years ago for a conference, I took my backpack that I carry on occasion, and apparently I had a spare magazine in there that I'd forgotten about in a side zippered pocket, and I flew through the TSA. I passed TSA in St. Louis, which might tell you something about TSA in St. Louis. I don't know. And I made it to Washington, D.C., flew into Reagan National, went to the conference. As I'm leaving Reagan National right in downtown Washington there, which apparently happens to be on the Virginia side, we're going through TSA, my producer and I, Liz, she was ahead of me, and we're waiting, and the line stopped. And I'm like, what kind of an idiot left something in their backpack? And all of a sudden, they're like, who does this belong to? And I'm like, oh, that's mine. Why would they be? And they pull me aside. Officer takes me over there and says, we found this in your backpack. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, you know, I have a valid concealed carry license in the state of Missouri. It was just a mistake. It was a magazine. It was a loaded magazine. It had bullets in it, right? But it like, what are you going to do? Take them out and throw them at somebody?
I was going to say, what are you going to do with that? Right.
I didn't have a gun. So the guy goes, all right, well, we're going to do a background check on you. And if you're telling me the truth, we'll let you go. But we're going to have to confiscate your $40 magazine. So I lost the magazine and eventually they let me go, right? And then 3 weeks later, I get a letter from TSA telling me, we could have fined you up to $5,000 for this incident, but we've decided not to. But what we are going to do is ban you from TSA PreCheck for 5 years. When they passed that monstrosity TSA bill all those years ago after 9/11, they gave unprecedented powers to this administrative organization, this bureaucracy, and they created civil fines. And if they catch you with, heaven forbid, a gun, they can charge you like up to $15,000, even if you accidentally carried it into the airport with no ill intent whatsoever. This ought to be, a court ought to toss this out tomorrow, what they're doing to U.S. citizens. So in the meantime, long and short of it is, I didn't get in trouble. I didn't have to pay a fine, although they could have, but I can't fly TSA PreCheck for 5 years. I'm in the middle of that right now. I mean, it'll be a couple more years before I can even apply.
Get to the airport early, Mark.
Yeah, no kidding. I got to get to the airport early. Learn from my lesson. Check your backpacks before you fly. And this poor guy in Turks and Caicos. Wow. All right. Kilmeade's up next. We'll see you back here Thursday morning, bright and early at about 5 a.m. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.